It's been cold out lately, but there's still a lot going on the weekends to do here in Connecticut with the family and the kids. And every Friday we talk to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella. What's going on, Megan? You staying warm?
Yes. I am trying to, what's the word? Enjoy this cold weather.
Right.
I'm trying to power through. No winter blues. Don't want to be a negative Nelly, but yes, lots of extra layers. I think right now I have on like 3 layers to even talk to you in my house because I'm just always cold.
But I know.
It's... Other than that, yes. And my kids want to keep going outside, and I'm trying to be a good mom and do that, but it's cold, Kevin.
It is. It really is. And one way that a lot of people stay warm is by running. And there's actually an event on Sunday that we're going to be at. It's the 2025 Winter Wonderland 5-miler, and it's at the New Platte Tech High School in Milford. So it starts at 9:30, and it's a 5-mile course that starts at the school, Platte Technical High School, and kind of goes through the scenic neighborhoods of Milford. It's a really cool race that they do every year. Cool. So really neat to go if you want to run in it, or if you just want to cheer people on and watch it on Sunday. We'll be there too. Look for the star tent. And then the event that's happening in Stamford on Saturday, Fire and Ice, is really cool that we're going to be at. So I know you have it on your list, Megan. What's going on at that?
Yes. This is a few years now in a row they've had this festival. It's at Columbus Park in Stamford. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. The event will feature ice sculpting demonstrations, interactive photo ops that include ice. There's going to be fire pits, live music, and more. Fire and Ice, so you can check out Star there too.
Yeah, we'll be there hanging out. I love these sort of wintry events because they remind me of being at like Opry Ski or like a lodge, like at a ski resort. Like, they're really neat.
Yeah, no, they're fun, and it's great to get outside. I know it's cold, but it is good for you too. I feel like it really, like being outside, it almost like motivates me. It's weird.
Definitely.
But yes. But also this weekend, there's Peng Wee's puppet show at Stepping Stones Museum for Children in Norwalk. And there are show times all weekend long. So if your kids like puppet shows and they're at that age, I recommend going to Stepping Stones this weekend for that show. Also this weekend, there's going to be a drop-in craft. Colorful Squishies. That's Saturday from 10 to 1 p.m. It's $5. It's at the Fairfield Museum. You can color your own squishy toy to take home. Choose from a squishy unicorn or star design. Now, Kevin, this seems like right up Grace's alley. Am I right?
Yeah, both my kids, actually. I was just thinking, like, this is such a great idea. And they love unicorns and they love those squishy toys. Yeah, that's really fun. And the star design is cool, too.
Yes, definitely.
I know it's cold out, but there's still a lot of things going on this weekend to do with the family and the kids. And every Friday we talk to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella. So what else is happening this weekend, Megan?
This weekend there are mermaids. They are back at Mystic Aquarium all weekend. These beauties have floated back to mystify visitors with their gliding and swishing. Everybody will leave the aquarium wishing they could grow gills. You like that one, Kevin?
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know if it's because I have young girls, but mermaids feel more popular than they ever have. I know The Little Mermaid was always a big movie, but they just feel like they're at a height right now.
Yes, no, definitely. And it is really cool how the Mystic Aquarium does this event every year. You like the mermaids are really in the water. You see them and the kids, like, it's real life. It's pretty neat.
That's neat.
Yes. And then also this weekend, last weekend, we talked about getting outside and skiing. And this weekend, there's the Winterfest at Ski Sundown in New Hartford. This is their winter festival, and you can decorate your helmet, your hat, and then they also have games going on, and they'll have live ice sculptures, demonstrations, and also face painting as well. There will be a clown. So it's just a really fun event they do also every year. And you're outside skiing, and then you can check out the fun activities that go along with it.
Yeah, it's kind of, you get the whole like kind of skiing mountain experience without having to drive like 5 hours to the big ones.
Yeah. You're right. Very good point. Yes, it's great that we have some places to ski in Connecticut for sure.
Yeah.
And then also, I am finishing off this week with my mom quote. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's spicy. Universal code for I don't want to share.
I say that about seltzer water all the time. I'll be having a seltzer, and like, can we have some of your water? I'll be like, no, it's super spicy. I don't know if you're going to like it.
Yes, I know. In my house, when we are home or we go out to dinner somewhere at a restaurant, and you know, mom's hungry too sometimes, I don't want to share. I'll be like, oh, there's too much pepper on it. You're not going to like it.
The problem is my older daughter, Grace, she likes salsa now. So like she thinks because she can eat salsa that she can eat anything spicy. So it doesn't really work on her anymore.
No.
I'll just say it's spicy. She'll be like, I don't care. I want to try it.
You're right. Good point, Kevin. So this might not work on every child, but give it a shot, right?
It's true. All right, Megan, Chanel, tell us about the podcast, by the way. I know you're doing that new podcast. How's that going?
Yes, it's great. Just for Moms, we release new episodes every Wednesday, and it's real talk with myself, Caitlin Houston, Callie Brantford, and Charlotte Smith, and it's just real-life mom content. You get a lot of meaningful information that will help you as a parent and also maybe laugh, and it's just a really fun positive group of the four of us. So check it out if you in the car or folding laundry, Just for Mom.
People can get on YouTube and all the podcast platforms, I assume.
Yes, wherever you can listen to podcasts, you can find Just for Mom.
So, nice. Awesome. And and follow Megan on Instagram too, at Megan Chanella. She's got really funny stuff on there. And thanks a lot, Megan. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Have a great weekend, everyone.